There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here's the fact. When Donald Trump talks about judgment, what was his position on who would have been the best negotiator to deal with Iran? It wasn't a Republican. It was Hillary Clinton. That's what you believe. I mean, the lack of judgment and the lack of understanding about how the world works is really dangerous in this kind of time that we're saying. So is that the judgment that table, that Hillary Clinton is a great negotiator, that she could bring about a better
And your brother's administration gave us Barack Obama because it was such a disaster those last 3 months that Abraham Lincoln couldn't have been elected.
You know what? As it relates to my brother, there's one thing I know for sure. He kept us safe. I don't know if you remember, Donald. You remember the rubble? You remember the firefighter with his arms around it? He sent a clear signal that the United States would be strong and fight Islamic terrorism, and he did keep us safe.
I don't know. You feel safe right now? I don't feel so safe.
Wow. So that was one of the big moments in the debate. There were a lot of zingers and back and forth and personal attacks and that kind of thing. It was a three-hour debate, for goodness sake. But we got more meat on the bone this time around at CNN. Perhaps it was because of the length. There was a conservative who was allowed to ask his own questions as well, Hugh Hewitt, radio talk show host. And here we are. Who do you think clearly won this one, or who cares about that? Did anybody really pop out to you as somebody that you could see voting for as president? There's the million-dollar question, because everybody on that stage wants you to vote for them. They want to win the Republican nod in the race for the presidency in 2016. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is The Buzz in the Backyard. There are a few other things, sadly, that have gone on. An earthquake in Chile and the revelation that the fires, these horrible fires in California, might have been started because of power lines touching trees. Can you imagine that? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can flip me an email with your thoughts. We will go to a quick mailbag in this hour, because already I am overwhelmed with the amount of mail that I'm getting to talk about the debate. Marco Rubio, I thought he did pretty good last time around. He did well again this time around. Especially, he talked about immigration, how personal it was to him, very much throwing out specifics, looking at through his family history for sure. He got into it with Trump, but not low blows, where he was talking about expertise of a commander-in-chief. And, of course, then Trump kind of zinged him back and criticized his Senate attendance record. So, hey, he's running for president. What do you want, Donald Trump? And there were a lot of moments between Jeb Bush, you just heard one of them, and Donald Trump. I thought, boy, Jeb Bush, how is he holding it together? Doesn't he want to just haul off and roundhouse Donald Trump? Because he was digging him about his brother, the former president, George W. Bush, of course, and the whole war thing in talking about Iraq, which bubbled up a few times in a few different ways. So we'll talk about the presidential candidates and what it was like. But, Jeb Bush was trying to definitely go toe-to-toe with Trump and back and forth. Some people think that part of this is because when Jeb Bush was governor of Florida, Donald Trump wanted to bring casino gaming in Florida, and that didn't happen when Jeb Bush was there. And that maybe there's some underlying thing that is going on between the two of them or not. But at one point, Jeb Bush actually got in his own little humorous anecdote when they were asked as a light question, what would your code name be as president? And he said Energizer Battery, and Trump actually gave him a little skin, gave him a little low five as opposed to the high five, and I thought that was interesting. Carly Fiorina might emerge as what you would call somebody who jumps up in the polls for what that's worth because of how she performed. She was asked about Trump's disparaging comments in the Rolling Stone about her appearance, and she said, I think women all over the country heard very clearly what Trump said, and of course there was massive applause. Then Trump called her a beautiful woman, and she didn't even crack a smile. She's a beautiful woman. That, like, that's the typical Trump response. All in all, I think he just gains more ground and doesn't lose any ground. Ben Carson was a little more timid, but that's how he rolls. But there was no giant moments for Ben Carson. I wonder if that affects him in the polls at all. We still have a long way to go till the time when it really counts, and that, of course, is Iowa and then New Hampshire once we swing into the new year. Let's go out to Grimm. Hey, Grimm, you probably watched everything that happened. What'd you think? Grimm, I cannot believe you're silent. He must be silent. Wow. All right, we're going to have to try to get you back again. That's a first. All right, Grimm, what did you think?
Yeah. You got me now?
I gotcha.
Okay, well, I ought to have a Tandy 2000 because, you know, I tried to get it on the internet here and it just took, by the time I got in the very beginning of it, it was over with. The debate was over with by the time the video. But anyhow, what I did watch from the very beginning was just basically, you know, who's wearing what, boxers, briefs, or panties, and what color are they? You know, that's how it started as far as what I saw.
Right.
But that comment that you aired that I listened to, if it was me up on the podium, I would have turned to Jeb Bush and said, well, under what office did two planes fly into buildings? You know, I mean,
yeah.
Issues. Now, I heard that they started getting into the issues because
they did.
It was long enough,
yes.
You know, being 3 hours.
Yes.
But I still heard it wasn't much substance to the issues that they debated. So, I don't know, Kate. You know, I mean, personally, I'm still rooting for Trump because the lesser of three evils, you know, not just two, but three, you know. And I heard one comment about Trump and his foreign affairs. Would he get us caught up in a nuclear war, which is, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, we've had radical Republicans before, and they never got us caught up in it, even, you know, being slung mud that way at them.
Yeah.
We got to clean up our backyard and get the country back together. That's what we got to do. And the only way you're going to do that is financially right now.
I agree. And there were comments about that, and that's significant, that we got to start taking care of ourselves. Even Rand Paul said something to that effect. That why do we get involved in every single thing that happens around the world and how that affects us? And then there was conversation about Social Security, which Chris Christie brought up, as how Harvard says we're going to be bust in 8 years, which he kind of exaggerated those numbers. But the concern over where were we headed financially, certainly for this country, is, I think, very, very big, Grimm. You hit the nail on the head. And getting into the issues more than the personal attacks, of course, is the key thing. And there was a little bit of that in this debate. We're going to talk about that coming up. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Smart ways to do things, and there are muscular ways to do things, and sometimes you have to look at both of those to come up with the right solution.
I don't want to say this, Jake, is that while that may have been a fine idea that Dr. Carson had, these people were out to kill us. I stood in that region with my family, and every time a plane went overhead in the weeks after that, people's heads jerked to the sky because they thought it was happening again. You do not need to go through subtle diplomacy at that point. That can be handled later on. What you need is a strong American leader who will take the steps that are necessary to protect our nation. That's what I would do as commander-in-chief in this circumstance, and that's what President George W. Bush did in 2001.
All right, so it was a debate of 3 hours, and then there was a mini debate before it on CNN. I can only bet that the numbers are going to be really big for this, because even if somebody's not a Republican, I think a lot of Democrats, independents, a lot of people were watching this, and part of that is the Trump factor. In some ways, that might be good for the Republican Party. It just depends on where this all ends up, and it's tough to tell, isn't it? So here we are in America tonight. Kate Delaney, glad you joined us. A lot of people chiming in through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. Didn't he say he invented the internet? I don't know if someone told me that right. But seriously, we will definitely go to the mailbag in our next segment. If you want to throw in your two cents about the debate, what you thought, was there any good jabs, good moments, somebody really stand out to you, something that was said resonate with you, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I think that, without a doubt, Carly Fiorina, she was expected to do well, and I think you got to give her props. She did do well. in the sense that she held her own. She's getting hammered by Trump about Hewlett-Packard. Even at one point, he said, well, she wouldn't run any of my companies. You know, he always gets that last little kind of passive-aggressive comment in that floats into the night, and that's what happened. But Fiorina was pretty poised, and she was well-versed. I guess that's the best way to put it. Marco Rubio did well as far as his speech were concerned. I don't know, Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee didn't resonate very much to me, I don't think. It was interesting. I almost think that Trump, in a sense, if he was squaring off against Carly Fiorina, he kind of met his match in her. So most people are saying Fiorina won the debate, if you want to say there's a winner. If you want to say there's a winner. Because I think it's kind of hard when you have that many people on the stage to pick that out. But she was a big winner as far as, I think, clearly some of her answers, her exchanges about her look with Donald Trump. Her answers were pretty good. She didn't, you know, she doesn't lose her face. She just keeps going. And I think that Chris Christie, he made some good points. And in fact, Chris Christie said when they were going back and forth, when, you know, there's that nitpicking back and forth with Trump and Carly Fiorina, he said, you know, it's not about your resume. Stop playing the games. This stood out to me. He said, stop playing the games about the back and forth about your careers. He said the 55-year-old construction worker who doesn't have a job, who can't fund his child's education, is who we care about, is what this is all about. What this is all about. And I think with Fiorina, too, she clearly went after liberals. She clearly was attacking the Democrats in a couple of different areas, I think. Ben Carson had, you know, a little bit of life in him at times, but he was pretty quiet as he is and kind of reasonable. I guess that's his personality. So voters like that. Some voters really like that about him. He's not going to get into the fray. Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush, it's interesting. He took a lot of flack. The marijuana comment about somebody on the stage smoked marijuana, which was the goading of Rand Paul, Senator Paul. And then Jeb Bush said, well, I'll say, I'm sure others did or whatever, but I'm the one who smoked pot. I smoked pot. Now my mother's upset with me, you know. And he kind of laughed it off, made a joke about it. But really, what Paul was doing was attacking him for when he was governor and the harsh penalties on marijuana smokers, what our jails are crowded with, and that whole thing that went into that, and then medical marijuana, and it should be states' rights, and we're overstepping our bounds. And so I think that was the way to draw him into it. And then that's what he, you know, this is the strong suit for him, libertarian all the way on war and drug legalization. So that's the idea. He won a few people in that direction. But I don't know. I think it was interesting to watch the pivotal moments on the stage. And I think the Christie intervention and the Trump Fiorina exchange and some of Trump's remarks were interesting. Talking, defending progressive taxes, and Rubio talking about immigration, specifically really mentioning his family and their experience and focusing on that, I think was pretty significant. The bottom line is this. When I was watching this debate, I'm thinking, what eyes am I looking at when I look at this debate? I'm looking for zingers. I'm looking for meat. I'm looking for somebody telling me something that makes me think, yeah, that's exactly what we should do. And then taking credit for the immigration debate and that we're having now, that was the whole Trump thing since Trump jumped into it. But, you know, we have been having this debate, only not realistically, over immigration. Because it bubbles up and it gets slapped back on a shelf because nobody really wants to talk about immigration. So that's the bottom line. They don't want to talk about it when they're in Washington because they're worried about their constituents and what their base is and how they're positioning themselves. So that's part of the deal. They talked about the dangerous word of the anchor babies, although not called anchor babies. You know, Trump's deal about why does somebody come here, they're 9 months pregnant, they give birth, and then that's our responsibility for 80, 90, who knows how many years. And that's his thing, and he's not backing down from that. So he didn't back down from any of the things that he's said in the past about immigration. There was no question about that. There were a couple of other things and kicks and exchanges that were, I thought, interesting. And there were a few policy differences with the candidates, for sure. The drug policy thing was one. Rand Paul saying the war on drugs is too far. And minimum wage, Ben Carson, open to the increase. He mentioned that the whole Planned Parenthood, the specter of that across the stage was interesting. John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, saying the government shut down over Planned Parenthood funding. He said, I don't think it's going to work out. And Ted Cruz accusing Republican leaders of just surrendering, and that he wasn't that guy that surrendered. And then Marco Rubio, who is under the radar somewhat, you haven't heard much of Marco Rubio. He talked about, like I said, the immigration policy through his family and how they came over and what happened. And he went after Trump, how on foreign affairs, how important it was, the international expertise of somebody who is the commander in chief. And then Trump bit back, which is what he does. And he criticized his attendance record in the Senate. So the one thing's for sure, in a debate, that's what's going to happen if you challenge, especially Trump. He's going to find that spot where he's going to jump in on you. And I thought the dynamics of the spacing on the stage were interesting. Who was where? Intentionally, Jeb Bush next to Donald Trump, knowing, you know, he keeps calling him the low energy guy, the low energy candidate, that whole thing. So you know already that the two of them are going to get into it, and they certainly did. And you knew Carly Fiorina was going to be part of that whole fracas too. But ultimately, did we learn anything new? Did something come out that made you say, I like that? I like what they said. They're not giving us full-on policy, but we're at least at the tipping point where it's being discussed. All right, promise we'll take your calls on the flip side and a little bit of a mailbag. 855-266-5283. Kate D. hanging with you here on America Tonight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Coming up, we're going to check the mailbag, but we're taking your thoughts, 855-266-5283. We might have half a penny, so half a penny for your thoughts. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, what did you think?
Half a penny all I'm worth, baby.
I'll give you the whole cent.
Oh, thank you so much. I was just telling our screener, but your screener, that I heard today that they're going to come out in the next 50 years with genuine sex bots that look just like what we want. And don't worry, girls, they'll be the male version for you.
I love it.
I told him, I said, yeah, I said, I want blonde, blue-eyed, well-endowed, and, you know, yes, dear.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh.
Well, you know, I didn't watch the debate. I watched the reruns of The Living Dead because I don't have cable. And
The Walking Dead, yeah.
Yeah, so I watched The Walking
cool,
Dead.
Cool, I like The Walking Dead, yeah.
Oh, me too, me too.
I love it. We had Irony Singleton on the
yes,
show. He's
I know.
Great, yeah.
I've seen him on the program before, you know, and I'll do the repeats as well as the five things that you did with him. I enjoyed very much. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I'm hearing the replay from you and from everybody on the news tonight and on and on and on. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know who won, but America's losing if we don't get somebody other than Democrats. If we get another Democrat in the White House, we can kiss our country goodbye. I mean, we're being invaded by Muslims with Obama, and we're being invaded by everybody else from Central America to Mexico. I got an idea. Why don't we just annex Mexico and open up immigration to anybody of the European persuasion that isn't a Muslim and give the Mexicans a little dose of their own medicine?
They would like it.
They would not like all these white people all of a sudden showing up and speaking English and French and Italian and German, coming to their countries and invading them and putting their people out of work because they would have people that they would employ themselves and have their own business and have the money to buy the property and develop it and give them a little dose of their own medicine.
There you go.
We can make all Americans because we're going to have most of them on welfare anyway. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not for anybody not having a chance in this world, but I don't see us paying for it, Kate.
Yeah, I agree.
So what's going on in your little world?
Well, of course, these debates. We're watching debate. We're knee-deep in the debates. And football, and more football.
Oh,
and everything else.
You know, football, I heard that the Eagles might be playing this week.
The Eagles and the Cowboys, which you are not a fan of any of those teams.
Yeah.
You are a Denver fan, aren't you?
No, actually, I am a Green Bay Packer fan.
Oh, why do I keep thinking you're a Denver fan? So you're a Packer fan.
I don't know.
Packer, I got it. Packer. The Packers were on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the league, no doubt.
I believe that, yes. I think they can go quite a... They're not going to win it all their games, but I think they will be in contention for the Super Bowl this year, don't you?
I do. I think they're in contention for sure. I would not count them out.
You lose Jordy Nelson, but my God, that Jones kid can really
is great.
Get the ball.
Yeah, that is a great acquisition for them. There's no question about it. Because when Jordy went down, he was the main target.
And then Rodgers,
he's
got some phenomenal hands as well. That was a pretty fabulous catch that he made. Well, look, I know you're busy and you've got to get on to other things, but thanks for putting up with me, sweetheart.
Of course, Dan in Texas, we love you calling the show as you do and giving us your hard right turns. Although you were pretty easy tonight about what happened in the debate. It is about, I think, seriously, in all seriousness, what you want to see is you want to see that aha. You do. You want to see that aha, like, wow, this is somebody I can get involved with. This is someone I'm excited about listening to. You know, there's no 100%, which is so funny to hear the candidates, and this is what you have to do, and I'm sure I would do the same thing. You have all these ideas of what you want to do. But then you got to remember, you get into Washington, and you're part of the political system, and you get flushed out with the political system. Although that's what Trump keeps trying to say, that's not going to happen to me because I'm not taking any money from anyone, so I don't have to worry about that. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we look at the mailbag. This one from Scott. Kate, yo. I am a lifelong Democrat, although I have occasionally voted for a Republican because I will vote for the person. I don't want necessarily everybody to tell me what to do. I don't know about these Republicans. I don't even know about these Democrats anymore. Nobody gets me really revved up to run out and vote for them, and that's too bad. In my lifetime, I have felt that way about candidates, mostly locally, though. It's a shame we don't get the best of the best, but I understand why that happens. And for goodness sake, who would want to go through what you have to go through to become president anyway? You'd have to want it really badly to put up with some of the nonsense that you have to deal with when you decide you want to be the leader of the free world. Yeah, I feel you on that question of you have to put up with everything, but then you don't jump into it. I'm not going to cry any tears for somebody who gets to run for president. They become president and then, oh, geez, don't you feel sorry for them with everything they have to put up? No. Then you don't run. You know, don't run if you don't want to be president. It is an arduous task. I mean, that's why you're supposed to be a public servant. I want the person who's pure in their heart, as pure as you can be. They want to help the people. I love this country. I want to help the people. I have these ideals. I know I'm going to be butting heads with people, but I don't care. Here's boom, 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 boom. This is my ideology. Nobody swayed me. There were a couple of people that said they made a mistake, including Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, when he was hammered on the John Roberts thing. So, you know, who would you pick for the Supreme Court? No, he supported John Roberts, and he said, you know, he owned up to that. He owned up to the whole thing when he was being asked that. So, and I always say this, if you're running, no one of these 100%. So you could pick the wrong person. You can make the wrong move. That's why those cabinet positions are so key for a president. And if you pick put the wrong people in the wrong places, then you need to dump those people. And too often, that's what happens. The wrong people in the wrong places hang on for too long, which is why I'm for term limits, because term limits, I think, would make a very big difference if we had term limits. That way, and then somebody gets rewarded and they jump up to a committee, because, you know, when you get in those committees, you make more money because it's more work and all of that, whatever, however it works. But I think there should be more accountability. I mean, that's what it is. Give us the accountability. Maybe the person who you elect doesn't do what you want 100% of the time, but let's have some accountability on what we're seeing coming out of Washington. I think that's what it is. It's the accountability factor, the agreement between us and the candidates who represent us that seems to get lost in every single way you can possibly imagine. All right, I feel compelled to mention a couple of other things, because believe it or not, there were some other things that happened, including they're saying a power line might have sparked that deadly California fire, which has caused just horrible things to happen to so many families, losing homes, over 400 homes down, but somebody also losing their life. And that's what they think it was, that there was contact with a tree. And actually, this fire killed two people. And there was 70,000 acres. So we're talking about the Sierra foothills. And they don't know they don't have all the facts, they say, but it's looking like this is a possibility. So, boy, that's not a good thing. Because whose responsibility are the power lines? The power company to go and make sure that they're not in that precarious situation, where, of course, if it's down toward the tree line and trees grow and you're not paying attention or looking at it and cutting them down, you end up in a dangerous situation like that. That might have been what it is. They're not saying 100%, but it's looking that way. And then, oh, yeah, there was an earthquake over 8.2 on the Richter scale in Chile. They're worried about a tsunami in Hawaii, although it doesn't look like that's happened, because usually we would have that, we would know by now. And there are a lot of people, I mean a lot of people displaced because of this, but, and it's hard to tell what the death toll is, but it doesn't look like right now that the death toll is incredible, but it's not low. So we'll see. We'll see, you know, five are dead. 8.3 is the official now magnitude earthquake. Building shaked. It was pretty nasty. Evacuating the shoreline. You know, Chile's been ground zero for a bunch of earthquakes in the last 5 years. And they're lucky that it wasn't worse than that. But when I first heard the earthquake, I thought, oh, tell me it's not California, because I didn't know where it was. But, of course, it wasn't California. It was in Chile. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to take a break from the politics of it all and talk a little money with our pal Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. That's next on the flip side here on ATN.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Last week we were talking about, with Stephen Kelly, about rates of return and taking income. And I think especially it's when you look at different sections of the market of what you're putting in and what time periods we're talking about. And Stephen talked about the spreadsheet he put up on his website, of course, too, that I'm sure many of you went to see. So for an even bigger explanation of what we went through, I thought it was a powerful, powerful, powerful few moments on radio, and he is back with us again, Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly. Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks very much. Say, I thought we could talk today. I got an interesting call from a radio listener a couple days ago. And I used this on my radio show last week because I thought it was really a powerful reminder of sort of some of the ways we can foul ourselves up by thinking about things, I think, in a sort of a manner that's not as clear as it might be. I'm trying to pick my words carefully here because I don't want to come across as judgmental or critical. I'd like to have this be a teaching moment for people. And what it was is a fellow called me up and he was a radio listener, wanted to talk to me about surrendering his pension. Now, he has a pension from Lucent Technologies. And one of the things Lucent did, Lucent wasn't very successful as a company, but one of the things they did was they came into it with a charter of really taking care of their employees, and they had a very rich benefits package. And one of the things that was in that benefits package was a really quite a generous pension. And so we got to talk about it. And he was being offered a buyout by the pension plan because they're trying to get out of this very generous pension that they've got several thousand employees collecting on. So the first thing I said to him was, well, how much are they offering? And he said, they're offering me $250,000. And I said, okay, how much are you receiving monthly? And he said, I'm receiving $1,600 monthly, which is about $19,000 a year. $19,200 a year. And so the first thing I wanted to make a point about is if you receive a buyout like this, whether it be from a pension plan or if a lot of insurance companies right now are trying to buy out variable annuities that they sold over the years, sometimes insurance policies, they try and buy those out. Understand first that when a company comes to you and offers a buyout, they're not doing it for your benefit.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not something they're doing to help you. They're doing it because they know they made a mistake. And now they're on the hook for a lot of money that they'd like to get out of being on the hook for. So that should be the first place that you start. You should be very, very slow in terms of making these kinds of moves, and you should also talk to a professional before you do it, because it's someone who can, a professional is someone who can kind of give you what your equivalent market return on what you, or income return would be to the pension. The second thing I wanted to do with him is to show him how much he would actually need to collect from Lucent in order to make up for the amount that that they're giving him, okay? Or the amount of the pension. So last week we talked about the 4% rule.
Yeah.
And so I thought what we could do is apply the 4% rule to this. So if you divide that $19,200 by 0.04, you get $480,000. Okay? So in order to be able to take the cash that Lucent was providing him, go out to the general marketplace, and replace the amount of income he's getting, he would need to be able to get $480,000. And what he was being offered was about half that.
Hmm.
And that's pretty typical in these situations, that usually the insurance company or the pension company or whatever will come to you and make an offer of somewhere around half of what you actually need to replace the income. So, you know, this is an interesting phenomenon, Kate. I talked to him about this. I walked him through it. He was clearly not hearing from me what he wanted to hear. I mean, that, you know, I knew that from the conversation. He was giving me, as I would take him through each one of these steps, he was trying to argue my logic and argue something on the other side, you know? And I finally said to him, I said, look, this is your money. Do with it what you want. I'm not invested in this in any way. You just called me up for some advice. And while I can't give you specific advice because I don't know anything about you, I can tell you some of the things you want to look at in order to make a judgment as to whether or not it's a good move on your part. And the fact of the matter is that if you have a pension and you need income, and it looks to you like the pension plan is secure, and I believe that the Lucent income plan, the pension plan, is probably secure, then you're almost always better off just to stay with the pension, stay with the annuity, stay with what you've got that they're trying to buy you out of, because they're not buying you out of it to do you any favors.
Right. So the key is, as what you said there, that that was pretty secure. You have to look at the company, too, obviously,
right? You
have to
look at the company, yeah. And, you know, the Lucent, of course, is out of business, but the pension plan, I think, is stable, and it's backed by, you know, the telecom industry. And I just think that, you know, Lucent was a spinoff from AT&T, and I just gotta believe that thing's going to last. And the other thing is they're buying out, you know, a number of people are going to take this buyout, so that's going to make the people that are left more secure. So if it were my money, I would probably stay with the pension.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because heading into the future, how many companies are offering pensions these days compared to what was several decades ago?
Very, very few. Almost never in the private sector. Almost all of the pensions currently offered are public sector employees, government employees, teachers, things like that. Some nonprofits like hospitals and so forth have pretty good pensions, but they're being faded out, and they're being reduced dramatically. So I would say to the average person, if you've got a pension, you've got something that's rare and valuable, and you should stay with it, because what it represents is it represents guaranteed income that you can't outlive, and that's a really precious thing. Now, let me say one more thing. It is based on each person's specific needs. So I'm making some fairly broad blanket statements here, and each person just should sort of take this with a grain of salt and speak to a financial planner or a CPA or someone who knows about these things and figure out what makes sense for their own circumstances. But the broad point I want to make on this is that the plan is coming at you not to help you. They're coming at you to help the plan. And so
right.
Just sort of take a defensive position walking in.
Exactly. Eyes wide open.
That's
right.
Correct. That's
yeah,
correct.
And definitely. I think that's great, great, great advice. All right, Free Money Guy, once again, point them in the direction of your house.
Okay. It's Gillette Stadium. Oh, no.
That's good.
www.freemoneyguys.com, freemoneyguys.com, or you can reach me at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, and I'm always happy to talk to people that hear us on the radio.
All right, awesome. Steve and Kelly, have a fabulous week.
Thank you, you too.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.